This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Are you ready for the weekend? It's practically already here. It is here. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. Biden was talking more about Bidenomics today. That was not a good idea. We'll get to that here very, very quickly, because that's going to lead us into Ask Dr. Jesse questions on everything from what is the real world impact on a debt crisis? Should you even give a crap? Should you leave your job and take the big chance? Should Republicans be more willing to lie like Democrats are when they campaign? What makes an effective political ad? And is Chris real? We finally answer that question tonight. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And anxious to see how things are at the house when I get there, because the wife made sloppy joe a couple nights ago, not to brag, homemade sloppy joe. Tonight, my big plans were to go home and to reheat it. Put the sloppy joe on a hot dog and then reheat some of the queso I have in the fridge and put that on the hot dog and have kind of like a chili cheese dog. I just texted her right before the show started and I said, hey, do we have any of that leftover queso in the fridge? And she said, I'm not sure. And I texted her back. I said, were your legs broken? She's still typing as we speak. There's probably going to be some words I have to edit out by the time this thing gets sent back, but I thought it was funny. All that and more to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, arrogance, pride, whatever you want to call it, it's a dangerous thing. Has brought down many a man, for sure. And women too, I'm sure. One of the great advantages we will have going forward in this endless war we have, this endless culture war we have, a war to determine what this country looks like in the future. One of our great benefits is going to be their arrogance. Remember yesterday, we touched on it a little bit. Let's cover it again real quick. Before we get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, I want to cover this Biden stuff. Their arrogance. They're arrogant, extremely, very, very cocky. And they have some right to be. We talked last night about why they are, or one of the reasons they're so arrogant. COVID was a big reason they're so arrogant. They got all this new power. They decided to use it. There was no pushback. Everyone, frankly, kind of went along with it, and they were excited about it. And so they were excited, and they got really excited that they could tell these huge lies, and they watched so many people believe them and go along with it. Oh, vaccine stops the spread. Yeah, just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. It really convinced these people that they can say anything. The whole Bidenomics thing was a bad idea from the start. This kicked up, you remember this kicked up about 5-6 months ago. They started rolling out Bidenomics. And here's why they did it. I think it was 5-6 months ago. Whenever they did it, the economy was bad. Is bad. But inflation was bad. Remember we were getting those inflation numbers? Every time new numbers came out, it was something like 7%, 8%. It was freaking horrible. We were getting these horrible inflation numbers. And we were getting horrible gas prices. And people were starting to freak out. Then the inflation numbers, while they're still terrible, they weren't 8% anymore. And then Joe Biden, which he should be sent to prison for treason for this, drained the strategic oil reserve to lower the gas prices because he can't drill for anymore. So he tapped into something that should be for national emergency to lower the gas prices before the midterms. That way the Democrats wouldn't lose so many seats. And what happened was the economy that was nosediving quickly kind of leveled off a little. I realize it's still going down. I'm not telling you it's good, but it leveled off a little. There were signs that the nosedive is over. Well, because these are the most selfish, craven, despicable people on the planet, just like after a mass shooting, just like with foreign policy, they only look at these things never through the lens of you or how it helps you, only through, hey, let's politic. Can we politic? How do we get improvement in the polls with these? They got way overexcited and they decided, hey, it's getting better. Boom. That's Bidenomics, baby. And they just ran with it. Except things are not okay. They're not okay. People who do not have the income that can overcome a 20% inflation number, and that's most people, don't feel bad if that's you, the vast majority of people cannot all of a sudden be 20% poorer. That's not the way it works. And people who are 20% poorer, which is most people, what they don't want to hear is how great they have it. That's the one thing. The one thing you cannot tell them. You can maybe say you're sorry. You can, and look, if you don't want to do that, I get that. It's politics. You can maybe say you have a plan. You can maybe blame the last guy. They all love doing that. No, it's Trump's fault. They love doing that. But the one thing you absolutely 100% cannot do to the couple, or remember, not talking about hardcores left or right because they're going to vote how they vote, but the squishy independents who don't have any idea what they stand for, the couple who's sitting down in anguish looking at an Excel spreadsheet of their budget because they're not making ends meet, they cannot under any circumstances hear the President of the United States of America telling them this.
I think they know they're better off financially than they were before. It's a fact. And all that data, all that polling stuff shows they think they're more positive about the economy than they've been, more positive about their jobs, etc.
They cannot hear you say, look how happy they are. Ha, man, they're thrilled with this. And you know what else they can't hear? They can't hear you when they keep, it keeps being brought up to him. Hey, they're not happy. They're not happy. They're not happy. They can't hear you blame the news.
Why do you think most people still don't feel positive or feel good news about the economy?
Well, I think the people, those 300 plus thousand people who got jobs, feel better about the economy. I got to choose my words here. You all.
Listen, pause for a second. Listen to that setup he just did. I've got to choose my words here. Now listen to where he goes from here. I've got to choose my words here. So that was a setup. That was the kind of trying to give himself a soft landing. Now listen to what he says.
People are not the happiest people in the world. What's your report? And I mean it sincerely. It gets you get more legs when you're reporting something that's negative. You turn on the television and there's not a whole lot about boy saves dog as he swims in the lake, you know, to say, you know, it's about, you know, somebody pushed the dog in the lake. I mean, I get it, but. If you Just listen to what's going on around the world.
If you guys would just stop reporting negative stuff about it. Arrogance. Unbelievable levels of pride and arrogance. And they just won't back off it.
And under Bidenomics, you won't have to leave home now to get a good job.
Which brings us to this. Dear Muppet Laugh Gigantoid, you warned about the debt for years and the constant can kicking, but I've never heard you break down the real world impacts for the average Joe. What is the end result and impact for everyday citizens? Does China come knocking on our door calling in loans? Please explain it in a way that makes it visceral and tangible so we can share with our normie norms. Lastly, freeze a stick of butter and grade some into your 80-20 ground beef before making your patties. You can take all the credit. Godspeed to you and yours. Okay, this debt crisis that's coming. And I don't want to say one I'm warning about, one that might come. It's coming. It's coming, and it's coming hard.
A few days ago, CNBC's Rick Santelli predicted the interest rates on the 10-year bond could conceivably jump to 14%, up from today's already ruinous 5%. If that happens, we could see something a lot bigger than the 2008 crisis. Here's Rick.
The worst case scenario, where Treasury rate's going to go 10-year, I'd say in the next 7 years, you should be able to see 13.5%, 14%.
Are you serious?
Yes.
13.5%, 14%. That is uh-oh time. And you notice he didn't say 50 years from now. Oh, couple years. It's next year. It's coming. It's here. The debt monster that we've been talking about for decades, you and me, the debt monster is finally, he's standing at the door. So what does it look like for you? Why should I care? Why should you care? Should we give a crap? Is it just the government who's going to pay? Let's talk about that debt crisis. And so much more still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, speaking of crisis, when you go through something horrible like losing a mother or a father, husband, wife, I don't sit here and pretend like I know what that's like because I still have my mother, father, and wife. But you hear these stories from these Gold Star widows and these fallen first responder families, and it's just the freaking worst thing ever. It just sounds like a big hole is left in your life that never gets filled again. And you want to help, right? You hear these stories and you want to help. It's instinct. You want to help. What do I do? How can I help you? What can I do? Tunnel to Towers is here to help. They are how you help. You give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, and what you're doing is you're paying off mortgages for widows and orphans. You're building catastrophically injured veterans' smart homes. You're out there being the hands and feet we claim we want to be. That's what your $11 to Tunnel to Towers does. And go look up Tunnel to Towers. Don't take my word for it. Go look up their charity rating. This organization puts your money exactly where you want it to go. T2T.org. $11 a month. Go now.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We are covering everything today. Why? Because the whole show is your questions. Whatever you emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we're talking about the debt and the debt crisis. And what does that actually mean? Because everyone talks about the debt and the debt and the debt and it's a crisis. So what does it mean? What does it look like? Well, here's what happens, and here's what's coming. And the wildest part about this to me, I just can't believe this. I can't believe this. What I'm about to describe, in general, is coming. It's not like it might come. It is coming. This debt crisis is coming. When, that I don't know exactly, because that will depend on factors that I don't know and you don't know that nobody knows. But because none of these people will cut spending, this is coming. So what happens when we run into a serious debt crisis like we haven't before? And why is it different now? Why is it going to look different? Why, like the 2008 recession, people remember the 2008 recession. Why is this any different than that? Well, okay, what does it look like? First of all, let's understand who holds the debt. A bunch of different people hold the debt. In fact, we hold our own debt. China owns the debt. We owe the debt. We own the debt. But a bunch of people own the debt. It's a loan, remember? And when you pay back a loan, you pay interest. Now, a huge reason this is going to be a severe financial crisis is because of the interest rates. When they bump interest rates up, as they have, when they bump rates up, it doesn't just affect you and me. It's not just you and your 30-year home mortgage. Those interest rates are also applicable to the government who has to make the payments. So we're at a time when the debt is growing so fast because there's so much of it. And then the interest rates are going up. So everything is snowballing at the same time, causing this debt crisis to explode so quickly. That's why it's coming up on us so fast. It's just rushing up on us right now. And again, these are facts. This is coming. These are coming. Now, we can't pay the bills. Now, we can right now, but when we can't, and that's what I mean when I say crisis. When the day comes that we have a moment, and I don't know if you've ever had one of these moments. I have had these moments in my life where I'm looking at bills and I'm looking at my bank account and something ain't getting paid. And that's one of the more devastating moments you'll ever have. I hope you've never experienced it. I hope you never do. If you have, you know what I'm talking about. You're nodding your head right now. It hurts, man. It hurts. Well, what do you do if you're a nation when that happens? Hey, guys. Oh, I know we owe you some big checks, but we are flat out of money. Well, let's go over option number one. This is the absolute worst option, and it is the option nations have chosen time and time again when they go into this situation. War. Nations will go to war when they find themselves in a horrific debt crisis. You go to war, oftentimes you will go to war with the person holding your debt to try to find some way around it. War also distracts the general public from their state of misery. And this is not an American thing. The history of the world was this way. Did you know when Julius Caesar got stabbed? Did you know that he was planning an invasion of Parthia? He was planning a foreign invasion for virtually no reason whatsoever. They weren't having problems with the Parthians at the time. They'd had some tension in the past, but he was going to build up an army and he was going to go invade. Why? Well, he had become this dictator and very, very popular, but then his popularity began to wane and began to wane and began to wane and began to wane. And as his popularity got into free fall, Julius Caesar figured, uh-oh, we need a war. Got to get those numbers back up. Nations will go to war in a financial crisis. They will slaughter untold numbers of their citizens in order to avoid ever having to own up to what they're doing. So let's cross that out. Just know that that's a real possibility. War. One of the ones that scares me the most. Okay, let's say that one's gone. Let's say we don't go to war and we can't pay the bills. The things around us change in a way that we are definitely not ready for, which is what will make this horrible. You see, when your country has to start doing austerity measures, you've seen this little glimpses of this in places like Greece and otherwise. Austerity. When your country has to start slashing programs that are, quote, guarantees or thought of as being always there, the snowball effect of that alone. And look, I've got a whole bunch of things I'm going to go through. The snowball effect of that alone goes through everything. What kind of slashing? Social Security. How many Americans are on Social Security? And when I say slashing Social Security, keep in mind, I'm not talking about the little kicking the can down the road things they do now. Well, hey, should we raise the age by a year, guys? No. I mean, your Social Security check shows up and it's half of what it was the month before. because the money's gone. You show up for Medicaid, Medicare. They tell you, we don't cover those cancer treatments anymore. Way too expensive. And then, look, let's go from there. Look, this is going to take a minute. Let's talk about what this looks like for you, what this looks like for me. Maybe after all this talk, you're going to have trouble sleeping tonight. If that's the case, you need to get a MyPillow 2.0. When I think about the dead, I sit there and I toss and I turn, and then I think, man, this pillow is so soft and comfortable, and this MyPillow 2.0 has this temperature-regulating thread, and my ears aren't hot, and I don't have to flip the pillow over. Wouldn't it be nice to have a pillow as cool as I am? That's the MyPillow 2.0. The pillow is cool as Jesse. What you have to do to get this is you have to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, and use the promo code Jesse, because there's a huge sale. They're normally $79.98. The queen-size ones, right now, they're $39.99. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special Square, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. The greatest pillow ever, so you'll have a great night's rest, even as the nation collapses from debt. How about that? Let's continue to expand on this. Next.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, going over the debt. Someone's asking, what are the implications? What does it mean? What does it mean for the normal person? And we're covering that right now because people don't ever cover that.
probably because it's long and complicated and people just kind of want to move on. Well, it's really bad. No, let's talk about it. Okay, so we're talking about what happens. Debt crisis gets here. What happens? Nation must start slashing. Not an option anymore. No more of these fluffy meetings. Oh my gosh, is Kevin McCarthy still going to be speaker? I'm so stressed. No. It's emergency meeting time. Everything gets slashed and burned. We started out with Social Security, Medicare, but I don't want to gloss over that. Let's talk about what that means and what it may mean beyond just what it means for you personally if you're taking Social Security. Okay, what happens if they cut Social Security by 50%? By a third. Your check, a third smaller, 50% smaller. Well, what that's going to do is how many old people who are on Social Security are going to no longer be able to make ends meet and pay their bills with that much of a reduction in their Social Security check. It will be a lot. It will be a significant number. So what do they do? Well, now they're leaving their apartments. They're selling their homes. They're pulling themselves out of commerce because they don't have the money for commerce anymore. And they're retreating to wherever they can retreat. It'll look like older folks moving back in with their kids. It'll look like fewer apartments rented, fewer homes owned, fewer groceries bought, fewer everything bought, less money flowing through the system. This is one tiny aspect of what it means when a debt crisis gets here. Less money flowing through the system. What that in and of itself, we could do an entire show on. What does that mean when less money starts flowing through the system? It's all bad. Okay, that's just the Social Security portion of it. And I didn't even go all the way in depth in there. Let's deal with the Medicare portion of it. What happens there? What happens when hospitals, these insurance companies, when they start refusing Medicare, when Medicare has to adjust and pay for a whole lot less than it's paying now? Let's just call it half. Medicare covers half of what it covers now. Again, you're that much poorer. You're that much more out of pocket. Or you seek even less medical care because you can't afford it. And you die early. We will have this is what happens in a nation when a nation has austerity measures. You will have a lower average age of living. You will. People will die more, and they'll die earlier. You scared yet? Are these arguments about who gets to be Speaker of the House, are they looking smaller and smaller and less important the more I talk here? They are, aren't they? Okay, well, that was Social Security and Medicare, and I could have spent a lot more time on that. Let's talk about the pride of America, the United States military. You and me, it doesn't matter how old you are, have only ever known a nation where we can really enforce our will, if we really want to, anywhere on the planet. Anywhere on the planet, if we want to. If we have a financial interest in South Africa, let's say we have something in South Africa that's super important to us, and any country on the planet decides they want to come take that away from us, and they send in some ships and some Marines to take it away from us, you're laughing probably at the thought of it because it's so ridiculous it would never happen. We'd send a carrier group over there and we'd just blow all of you out of the water. It would be a massacre. Well, what happens when you can't do that anymore? When you don't have the stuff to do that anymore? I'm doing some reading right now on the Eastern Roman Empire, Western Roman Empire, kind of when they split. And I'm on a part right now where they're talking about the Huns. You've heard of Attila the Hun, obviously. The Huns, think about the Huns like you think about the Mongols. Virtually identical people. They're an Asian steppe tribe from the Asian steppe, that whole middle Russia, miserable area out there. They're nomadic horse archers, ferocious warriors. Anyway, the Huns start tearing through the Roman Empire. And honestly, I know the Romans deserved it, but it's sad to read. The Huns, they invade the Western Roman Empire, and they're just burning all these cities and just sacking the place. And the Romans, the mighty Romans, who have ruled the known world for 1,000 years, they can't do anything about it. It's honestly, it's pathetic to read. Hey, can we buy him off? Can we give him some stuff so he'll leave us alone? The mighty Romans who took on all comers, reduced to begging Attila the Hun for mercy. Well, that's what happens when superpowers have to slash and burn their military budget. I've never lived in that United States. Neither have you. You start talking austerity debt crisis because you put yourself $40 trillion in debt. Bye-bye, aircraft carriers. Bye-bye, fancy missiles. Oh, we want a 500,000-man standing army. How about we make that 100,000? The rest of you are fired. We can't afford it. Oh, we're not near done. Now let's discuss this. In a debt crisis for us, we have to talk about the dollar. Because the world has wanted, our enemies have wanted to move off the dollar, being the world's reserve currency forever. They've wanted, but the dollar has been so strong for decades, it's always been a pipe dream. So China and India and Brazil and South Africa and all these countries, they can get together and do this BRICS thing all they want. Oh, it's an alternative to the dollar. But as long as the dollar's strong, the world's never going to move. Ah, forget your BRICS. What are you talking about? The day America has to pick up the phone and dial some country up that's holding our debt, and the day we have to tell them, oh, those payments that are due, I'm going to be a little late. I just checked my account and I'm a touch short. That country gets a whole lot more receptive to the whole BRICS thing. Well, a debt crisis means the world moves from that dollar, probably. Now, that changes absolutely everything. And it changes it in a way that is honestly really, really hard to think about because of the personal debt Americans are piling on themselves right now. If the world does move off of the dollar, which this is not coming tomorrow, just keep in mind, this is stuff that comes with the debt crisis. If the world does move off of the dollar, we will all see prices skyrocket. That is what you need to understand. The world trading with the dollar being the world's reserve currency, has kept prices shockingly low in this country. That has allowed us to live an elevated standard of living that, frankly, our debt probably doesn't warrant. But that standard of living, immediately, if the world moves off the dollar, that standard of living goes right back to where it is. What does that mean for all of us? That means at a time when Americans have less money in their savings than they've ever had, more credit card debt than they've ever had, that means the prices in their lives skyrocket. And I'm not just talking about the 20% inflation we've already had to endure. Interest rates, home loans, car loans, TVs, food, you name it, you're poorer overnight like that at a time we cannot afford that. And there are a couple other aspects to this, and then we're getting the heck off it because this has been too long and too sad. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, covering a debt crisis night now. What does it look like? And we're going over a drastically reduced standard of living, a reduced military, the Social Security checks that aren't coming. And this is coming at a time where personal debt is at an all-time high. Housing. Already, we have this huge housing bubble where these big corporations are buying up all the houses. There's a chance, I was dwelling on this yesterday when I was driving to work, there's a chance my sons, they're 13 and 14, will never own a home unless I help them own a home. Man, just wrap your mind around that. What does it mean for the energy sector in the country? A debt crisis. You see, if we have a debt crisis, do the dirty commies and low TGOPers finally step up and say climate change is fake and we need to start drilling for oil and coal now for the money? Of course they don't. Of course, how could they? Listen to these people. Do you think in the face of a debt crisis, listen to this person. Do you think this person is going to back off?
Think about this from the perspective of a company that is thinking about locating a chip fabrication facility in this country or in China.
You know what? I don't want to hear that stupid commie again. That's the Commerce Secretary talking about how climate change is in everything. Energy. Inflation gets worse. That is the one I was kind of saving. There are two things I was saving for the end, towards the end. You know what? We'll get back to that in a second. Services. Used to any federal services at all? Maybe even national parks? They'll shut them down on you. They will. Shut them down. Sorry. Money's not there. Now let's talk about inflation and taxes. This might be the worst part of a debt crisis, the debt crisis that's coming. We are governed by evil people and morons.
I hope this experience for the speaker has been one of a personal revelation.
Yeah. These people, they're not going to put their heads together and cut everything they've ever loved. They're going to print more money, which will jack inflation through the roof even more. And maybe even worse than that, they're going to raise taxes on everybody. Oh no, the government needs money. So at a time when we can ill afford any increase, any extra expenditures, they're going to raise taxes on us. Essentially, what a debt crisis looks like is your mother moving back in with you while Iran pushes us around across the globe. And your standard of living gets reduced by 50%. 50% less food, fewer vacations, less worse clothes, fewer houses, cars. It's a huge, world-altering deal if this debt crisis gets here when you're alive, and it's getting here. Yeah. And again, back to the people who are currently in charge. Remember, a lot of the people who are running the government hate the country and they'll be excited about it. Listen to this. I applaud her for putting it out because I love when they speak. AOC, the Bronx's very own AOC. She's talking about illegal immigration and she's talking about the wall. Listen to her when she talks about this. Listen to her. Even illegal immigration, even illegals pouring across our southern border, murdering, raping, taking our jobs, destroying our financial system. For her, it's our fault.
I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's a broken promise. But additionally, let's say you completely disagree on this. You could build a great big Trumpy wall on the entire U.S. southern border, and it's still not going to fix this problem. And I'll tell you why. The U.S. and U.S. foreign policy is contributing to the displacement of millions of people in South America to begin with. And if we do not address the migrant crisis at its root, it is still going to continue to be a problem. And if you have the displacement of millions of people.
You see, it's our fault, guys. When the debt crisis gets here, who's going to be running the government at the time? And are they going to be upset that America is in a bad way? Pretty eye-opening stuff, isn't it? When you sit and actually dig in to what this stuff means, and then you wrap your mind around the time frame of all this disaster.
A few days ago, CNBC's Rick Santelli predicted the interest rates on the 10-year bond could conceivably jump to 14%, up from today's already ruinous 5%. If that happens, we could see something a lot bigger than the 2008 crisis. Here's Rick.
The worst case scenario, Treasury rate's going to go 10-year. I'd say in the next 7 years, you should be able to see 13.5%, 14%. Yes.
Have you purchased your emergency 3-month food kit yet? Look, these things are real that we talk about. They're not left, right, middle. It's not radio, TV. It's not a Republican thing, a Democrat thing. These are numbers. These are facts. The numbers do not lie. These debt numbers are staggering. And they do not lie. What have you done to make sure your family is ready for a financial crisis, potentially world-changing crisis? My Patriot Supply, they've been selling emergency three-month food kits for a long time. They have all these four- and five-star reviews for a reason. This is a top-notch company of Patriots, and they will ship it fast and free to your home. And right now, they're 25% off at preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Now's the time. Everyone in your home needs one. You want a little bit more motivation? One last thing. Listen to this. This is from, I'm going to give them credit. This is from the Kobisi letter. This is Justin. The U.S. added another $33 billion of debt in one day yesterday, bringing the two-day total, 2 days, $308 billion in 2 days. Since the U.S. debt crossed the $33 trillion mark, that was just 15 days ago, the U.S. has added $500 billion in debt. That's $1.4 billion an hour for 15 straight days. If the U.S. debt borrowed over the last 2 weeks alone was split by every taxpayer, it would be $3,000 a person. Debt to GDP is back above 120%, while we may see $34 trillion in debt in a month. And they finish off by saying, now imagine what happens if a recession hits. If a recession hits, and it likely is to hit during this, we have got to be ready. And I told you all that, one, so it would bring it home for all of us, but two, so we can make preparations, man, financially too. It's more than just food. Make preparations. Doesn't mean you have to build a nuclear bunker in your yard. Make preparations for some rocky times. Don't be running up those credit cards. Stash some money. Keep that money in your savings. Say, forget that new car for now. This applies to all of us, all right? All right. Hillary Clinton thinks we need reprogrammed. What? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.